Hi, everybody. This is Jim Cahill, and welcome to Five Questions with an Emerson Expert podcast series. Today, I'm lucky enough to be joined by Riaz Ali. And Riaz is a chemical engineer as a background, and he has extensive experience with digital valve controllers as part of our Fisher brand. He's been with Emerson since 1993. He is my go-to person when I have questions about final control elements and process safety. Riaz, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate for your time.
So let's start out. As you were growing up, what led you into the field of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, specifically chemical engineering?
When I was growing, I was very keen specifically on the mathematics. That was one of my very interesting subject. And it's not that because I was doing excellent, but I had some kind of leaning towards the mathematics, which made me so comfortable when I started thinking about the science and engineering and correlating specifically with physics and chemistry.
Ah, okay. So I guess after you graduated with degree, what got you into the field of process instrumentation and automation?
That's an interesting question, because when I graduated, I was thinking that I will be working in a chemical plants, having distillation, absorption, adsorption, and these were one of my very keen topics. But the moment I started working on chemical engineering, distillation columns and all, I found that those things require much precise control in the each stage of the distillation. I need to be having better control on the pressure, temperature, all those kind of things led me to believe that why don't I go into more in depth of the instrumentation field. And that's how I had attachment towards not only the control instrumentation, but towards the final control element, because that was the main heart of the process control whenever you do a precise advanced control.
Oh, okay. I guess as you speak with some of our customers, are there any interesting challenges you've heard recently from them that you've discussed?
Generally, nowadays, the main challenges from the customers are, in the digital world, the technology obsolescence is very, very rapid. And right now, what we are seeing, that a lot of the field assets are migrating towards digital kind of protocol communication, because the diagnostic is a key, and advanced predicting the life of the asset is a very major component for the maintenance and operation team. And with that, it looks like that the digitalization to keep a pace is becoming a big challenge in the industry. And that's what I find from the customer mind whenever I talk to him, and they think like iPhone 4, iPhone 5, iPhone 6, they say we are sick of it. How do we keep our process control plant life running, which is more than 25 years? So in those challenges, I find very interesting discussion that how do we keep the development in the software in the pace with the hardware? So now what I find from these kind of discussion, a learning curve from us, that whatever the hardware we develop, it should be in a keeping in mind for 25 years life, keeping the software aware to be upgradable over the line, in the line when the process is running, and at the same time keep the pace with the microprocessor-based technology digital advancements.
Well, that's an interesting challenge, because you're right, technology just marches on so quickly, but you got to balance something with that type of life cycle. So that is a challenge. Now, as you get outside of our world of process control and automation, so what do you enjoy doing in your spare time outside of work?
Certainly, I do have extracurricular activities, and I do make a balance between my work technical as well as my leisure time. But even sometime when I get spare time, I do get attracted towards reading a lot of new developments which is coming. Because keeping in the pace with the technology makes me really feel comfortable and mentally satisfied. So though I have a spare time sometimes, I do not spend on the technical side, but then ultimately if I get something to read on news development, I get really attracted and I do enjoy going into those articles, reading on the newspapers, not only on the articles on the websites and other places.
Yeah, that's very interesting because, you know, having a fascination with technology can be a leisure activity for it, and keeping up, it's definitely a challenge for it. So that's great. It's something you enjoy doing and are able to do. As my final question for you, for new people coming into the field of process instrumentation and automation, what advice would you have for them to help them accelerate their learning curve?
I think the best possible my advice will be they need to have some field time in the real life experience rather than reading through the books and rather reading through their academic courses. Certainly, academic courses make a person much more approach of a logical reasoning out. But at the same time, unless you have a field touch or you have on hand experience of those field assets, then only you can realize the benefit of the science and technology.
All right. Well, that is great words of wisdom for the new folks joining us. Riaz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate for your time, and it's great working with you. Thanks a lot.